Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and comics. Yep. My name is Mr. Sunday. My real name is James. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Woo!
Yeah, excited?
Yes.
Big week for us.
Is it?
Well, in terms of the movie came out and we'll talk about it.
Oh, then it's a huge week. All right.
straight to the news?
Yes.
Now, if you recall last week, I brought you the revelation that there was a bidding war on an emoji movie.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
And it ended up because someone wrote an amazing treatment. I think it ended up going to Sony. Yep. It's not important where it went to.
Mm.
But this.
What if it was Happy Madison Productions though?
Yeah.
Okay, but
I think they're done.
Really?
I mean, they're still making stuff. Their next movie's going to Netflix, I believe. You know that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that racist Western or whatever's going on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this week there's news of a movie that's being developed called that's based off Pez.
Wow.
For those who don't know, well, everybody knows this. Pez are little kind of candy dispensers, and they've got the head of a different character.
Yes, we have them in Australia.
Yes, we have them in Australia.
We've got them.
A lot of people like them and collect them. They've been around for years, decades.
We constantly, you get them and you buy a whole bunch and then you create elaborate scenarios with them, like movie-style scenarios. You get your Bugs Bunny and you get your Spider-Man and they go on adventures.
That's right.
So no wonder
somebody's thought,
yep,
that's the way to go. What do you do with that? For one, the Lego movie already took a whole lot of different properties,
yes,
and put them together, and because, you know, Lego has, like, you know, Star Wars and bloody
Batman
and whatever, everything. Ninja Turtles, everything.
Generic guys, Chris Pratt.
That's right. All that. And this is like Pez does that also, but like, what do you do differently? And do you have their like necks open and they shoot at Pez? Like, what?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. Exactly. There's no.
I know you think it's a great idea, but yeah, I want you to rethink it.
There's no, like, kids play with Lego and they have. But nobody plays with Pez.
Exactly.
It sounds like maybe there's a movie producer who had a really deprived childhood and he never got any Lego or whatever and he just got old Pez dispensers out of a dumpster or something like that.
I think Pez is a fantastic candy, probably. I don't know. It's probably tastes like chalk. I don't remember. I haven't had it in a long time. But, like, I would just eat the Pez. I'm not going to load it into a little thing and then, like...
Oh, sure, yeah. Just rip open the package, like, lengthwise and just shove them all in your,
exactly,
10 in your mouth at once.
Like
You're a bloody packet
of Lifesavers or whatever.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyway, moving on.
Wait, so there's no more details?
Nah.
Just people, just some happening. Executive is really excited that there's going to be a Pez movie. Maybe it'll be like a gritty one. Maybe it'll be like a live action film.
Yeah.
And like the Pez dispensers have drugs in them.
Okay. That would work. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't work.
No, because nobody would be.
But it's no dumber than whatever else they're going to do.
Precisely, yeah.
Okay, key.
But I'm happy to just hear the bar has been lowered.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is its lowest point, I think.
Yep.
At least emojis are characters. Oh, okay.
I was going to say, that was kind of the idea last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Bring on next week. Here we go. They're going to do it again. Third time's the charm.
I'm trying to think. Pogs. No, Pogs aren't worse than Pez.
You can't eat Pogs, though.
Yeah, but...
And you can have a kid that goes on an adventure and he plays with Pogs and then he goes on a magical journey.
That's what I'm saying.
Journey or something.
Pogs makes more sense than
Pez. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
Because you can't even, there's not like a magical world inside a Pez dispenser. That's never been part of the branding, has it?
No. I mean, maybe, but no.
No, definitely
not. All right.
No.
Mm. Kynan Lonsdale will play Wally West in season 2 of The Flash.
Interesting.
Now, they are exploring the multiverse and all that kind of thing. I'm going to bring up a picture of him if you would like to see. I think he's from, what's that? Some young adult movie that's out at the moment.
Uh-huh.
It's either bloody, if it's not the bloody, it's not Hunger Games. I'm fairly sure it's not.
It might be
Divergent or Insurgent.
Sure.
Whichever one of those is. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now in the comics, Wally West is, what's her name?
Iris West.
Iris West's nephew?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm assuming they'll probably stick to that.
Yep.
Pretty decent casting. Good enough. What
Great.
Do you think?
Yeah,
they got their bloody Jay Garrick and now they've got their Wally West, so it's all happening.
Great.
Pretty cool. Prometheus 2 is officially starting.
Mm-hmm.
It will begin shooting in January 2016.
Keep on Prometheus in.
Get it up, yeah. It's
official tagline.
Official tagline. But Ridley Scott's doing it, obviously. He's 77 as of now.
Yep.
So he'll be, you know, late 70s, maybe even 80 by the time it comes out.
Hmm.
Probably late 70s more likely.
Sure, yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I guess, my question is, what does a director really do in Hollywood? Like nowadays? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like direct, like specifically?
Yeah, but I mean,
like
if...
Are you calling out all directors?
Yes.
You're like, what are you up to?
Yeah,
what are you
but
doing?
I mean, like realistically, you've got a million people doing visual effects and set design and all that sort of stuff. Basically need... And you've got on set, you've got like your assistant directors and you've got your grips, your best boy. He's doing his best work, isn't he?
He is.
But I mean, like at a certain point, it's sort of like, hey, we've come up with these visual effects for this Prometheus. What do you think? And he can just be like, looks pretty good. Like he doesn't even have to really have an opinion. Like,
no. I mean, I guess it depends on how much involvement the directors want. Like some are very hands on and like to get in the nitty-gritty of everything. Apparently J.J. Abrams is like that, but who knows, man. George Lucas famously used to go through and there'd just be a whole lot of concept art and he'd just come through with a marker and just
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of feel like, you know, he was in his prime when the earlier stuff came out.
Well, I can name his last, like, 10 movies if you want.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So, do you want me to do it now?
Yes.
Okay. Exodus, Gods and Kings.
All right.
Didn't see it. Apparently it's... Whatever.
Sure. Uh-huh, yeah, great. Uh-huh.
Looked very expensive.
Yeah.
The Counselor, which I didn't see, but it's apparently
never even
balls.
Heard of it.
Prometheus, pretty balls.
Yep, that was definitely balls.
Robin Hood was balls. Do you see Robin Hood? God, man, it went forever.
Oh, with Russell Crowe's,
And it was like a prequel.
And it wasn't him at all or something? What was
no, the original story was that Robin Hood was going to be, he was going to play two characters or something.
That's right.
It's going to be
the
sheriff and Rob, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Body of Lies, which was the Leonardo DiCaprio one, which I didn't see. American Gangster, you didn't mind that.
I didn't mind that.
I didn't like American Gangster.
Okay, here's the thing.
A Good Year.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Still going. Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, these are going up. Or
no, these are going down.
Oh, this is going down. Okay, right.
This is just the order that they've come. Yeah. Kingdom of Heaven was Gladiator with Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
And apparently not good.
Right. So what I'm saying is that I think at a certain point, like... I don't know if this is... I guess this has sort of happened with George Lucas, and I guess it's happening with Scott as well.
Yeah.
It's sort of... The mythology has gone way beyond everybody involved.
Yes.
Like, it's gone beyond the director, and he's reached a certain age where they're like, we're going to... You know, and he doesn't want to particularly be involved with the nitty-gritty and the like the technological aspects of it. They're like, okay, well, this is the prequel, and it's going to have, you know... This character and this character is going to evolve into this character from your first movie, and then you know this creature is going to be genetically engineered into this. And I think at some point he might be just like, okay,
sure,
that's fine. I don't. All right, is it going to make money? Good, great.
He did say that there will be no xenomorphs in this one either.
And what's the point? God.
But you know that could be an elaborate misdirect, or he just doesn't know. Like you'll find out on the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another Dungeons & Dragons movie is moving forward at Warner Brothers.
Yes.
We're back.
We are back.
Did you see... Well, we saw the original one.
The original, which has a Wayans brother in it?
It has a Wayans brother. It has Jeremy Irons. It has one of the Jimmy Olsons from Lois and Clark.
What did I
can't remember
yeah.
which one.
Uh-huh. It might be the dead one.
Oh, why don't die, really? I think so. Oh, that's no good. Anyway, that movie's not good, is it?
No.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't see two, because there was another one, wasn't there, that went to straight to
DVD?
There
was one, and it was... Like, the first one was super campy, and apparently the second one was more serious.
Mm.
And I was just not interested. But look, I played my fair share of Dungeons & Dragons back
D&D,
in the day.
Mate, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have any interest in seeing this? If Warner Brothers are doing it,
I'll see another one, yeah. I will totally see another one.
Did you
see
that one at the cinema?
Don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, because I think they were New Line.
Yes.
And I think the Lord of the Rings trailer played before Dungeons & Dragons, so a lot of people went to see that.
Right.
I might be wrong.
So its entire box office was based on, and this was pre, you could just get everything HD on the internet.
Presumably. An X-Men TV series, we've talked about that before. Looks like it's going to be going forward.
Great.
But the condition is that...
They have to use the theme song from the cartoon series.
Correct.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Why wouldn't you use it?
Nah. Thank you.
Shouldn't they use that for the movie, though?
Yes.
Or what is the theme in the movie? Like, if I heard it, I'd be like, that is the theme from the movie.
It's like that, isn't it? They're all like that.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just use that theme?
Mm.
But yeah, so... But there is the condition that Marvel have to... tick it off.
Okay, sure.
George Lucas style.
Uh-huh.
Ridley Scott style, sorry. but apparently that is happening. Like, they are negotiating that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'll be up for an X-Men TV series. Would they do like young X-Men set
that's,
in modern
I'm
day?
Wondering about that.
Because you could probably get Iceman as a teacher.
Yes.
And whatever else.
That is a good question. Because
if you set it in a time period, you got some more costumes.
I think it'll be the equivalent of... a live-action version of a cartoon series. It'll be its own continuity.
Yep.
There'll be cheaper versions of all the existing characters, except for Wolverine. There won't be a Wolverine.
I think they will tie it in.
Okay.
But then again, X-Men films, they're not really about continuity, are they?
No, it doesn't really. Ultimately, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what? It might be about all the additional characters. How about
this?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
The highest build... The best known character will be Colossus. That is my call.
Well, he turns up in something else we've got to talk
about.
The highest build will be Morph. I'm going to bet
Morph. They're going to bring Morph back.
But he'll only change into like people, you know, other lame mutants or whatever.
Yeah, it's all Mortal Kombat characters.
The Deadpool trailer though.
Justin Whalen, one of the Jimmy Olsons, he's still alive.
Good.
Relief.
The other one?
Who knows? Didn't check. This was the second Jimmy Olsen because the first Jimmy Olsen looked too much like Dean Cain.
Oh.
So he was replaced. Because the first
Is that the
one,
actual reason?
That was the actual reason because he was like the same height and he was also kind of like Dean Cain handsome. He's like, I'm just cub reporter Jimmy Olsen. And they were like, no, it's not working at all. So they took
out.
Him. Yeah. And I think the people would tune in and be like, why is there two Superman? What's that? Is that Clark Kent and that Superman? What's going on?
Because Jimmy Olsen also had glasses, presumably.
Oh, I guess so.
God, that's great. Mm. How do you tell somebody that? Like, how do you fire someone? I don't know.
You're too handsome. You'll land on your feet. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deadpool trailer. Now we briefly...
Your career won't do any worse than Dean Cain's after this, so... Hit the bricks, buddy.
Deadpool trailer. Now, we talked about this briefly early this week, and you said it was a relief that it wasn't, like, just fan wank.
That is my exact quote, yes.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just... Like, there were nods and winks to things,
yep.
But it wasn't, the entire thing wasn't a nod and a wink to, hey, comic book fans, you like, this is what you like.
Yeah.
We're putting this here.
You're right. Putting it down.
Yeah.
Great tone, right?
Good tone, yeah.
So, did you think it was funny?
Yes.
Good.
Like, actually, probably funny.
Like, yeah.
Mm.
Any part in particular? The bit where he was shot through the arm?
That was good.
The bit where he shot those three guys in the head?
The banter wasn't bad. I enjoyed, like...
The bit between him and TJ Miller.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That scene looks like it could go for a while, because I've seen, like... Because there were two trailers. There was a Green Band one as well.
Yep.
One, they both have different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, we will talk about Fantastic Four.
Like, Ryan Reynolds is very likable.
He is.
And it's a shame that he's been in...
Garbage.
A lot of garbage.
A lot of garbage comic book movies as well.
Yeah, and just a lot of garbage movies in general.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you see that one with Ben Kingsley? He's in... he's a
clone
or something?
Clone boy or whatever.
Clone man.
Yeah.
Clone...
I don't even know if that's out here.
Well, I've seen there's posters up.
Okay.
But reviews are not good.
Yeah, no, so. I've heard. I don't mind that concept.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing about a Ben Kingsley movie. You just don't know. Because that guy, he's a good actor, but he'll do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
He was the Vizier in Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I watched that recently, actually.
Uh-huh.
It's probably the best comic book. No, it's not the best comic book movie. It's probably the best video game movie.
You're correct. It is. Yeah. Until Hitman 2 comes out.
Well, you never know.
And it still will be.
Isn't that called Agent 40?
Agent 47, yeah.
We'll see that one, won't we?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The action looks great, doesn't it?
It actually does.
They've recreated that scene from the bloody, you know, the test footage.
It's more or less shot for shot. It's not like I think in the original version, like all the bad guys are just the one
they
bad
are,
guy,
all
and they're
generic,
actual, yeah.
They're actual.
And
dudes.
We see Colossus. Yeah, he's taking
looks
a shot
awesome.
At him.
You know, I like about
that's a new actor, right?
Yeah, that's all mocap.
Oh,
like you said, there's a guy in it like a weird grey suit, and he's got the stick on his head that you look at. You know what I'm talking about?
The eyeline stick.
The eyeline stick.
Yeah.
They asked the actor to come back, but they're like, "We're going to CGI over you," and he's like, "Yeah, no."
Huh.
So, but you know what I like about that Colossus?
Yes,
he's enormous.
Yes,
I can't think of an X-Men character where they've actually fully CGI'd someone like a different size. Like even Apocalypse is just a guy in a suit. We talked about that the other week.
Yeah.
But like.
But I'm hoping
that's comic
I'm
book size for, Colossus.
Yeah, I'm hoping for Apocalypse will, like, I'm hoping they're holding back some like weird freakish gigantism.
Because he can't
effects.
Do that. He's all rubbery. And,
he's all rubbery. Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet, man.
If he doesn't, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Sure.
Like the idea, like you know, Apocalypse has all the powers, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the one that I enjoy most is the one where he becomes the size of a house.
Yeah.
And he's just running around trying to stomp people. That's fun, you know?
I would love
that. If he doesn't do that, it's very disappointing.
Yeah.
And also, that would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying. Yeah. He's got a big flappy mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There was also Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yes.
Who's not a very popular X-Men character. They chose her on the name alone. They're like, that's a great name.
It's based on a Monster Magnet song, I think.
Is it?
The band Monster Magnet? You remember Monster Magnet?
No. I know the Monster Mash.
They did Space Lord was their big single.
I don't know that one.
Doesn't matter.
Would I know it if I heard it?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
All right, I'll listen to it after.
Okay, great.
I liked how we shot those three guys through the head. That was pretty good.
That was good, yeah.
We're going to see some...
Indiana Jones style.
I didn't even think of that, yeah. We're gonna get a bit of origin as well, where he goes into the... Well, it looks like the Weapon X program. I don't know whether they'll explicitly say that it is. But I guess it wouldn't matter if it is or isn't, I guess.
I guess it wouldn't, and I think the premise of Weapon X in the comic books is... The scientists keep changing allegiance. Like sometimes they're in America, sometimes they're in Canada, sometimes they're, you know, wherever in the universe, in the world. So, you know, presumably at some point the Weapon X that created Wolverine, you know, all the unnecessary scientists were shot in the head and then they just moved it to somewhere else. So it doesn't really matter.
Sure.
You know. But it'd be nice to see what's his face? Stryker.
Okay.
Just
to
tie it
all in, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
look like he's there, but mm-hmm. I think we will see Fantastic Four. That they've come out and said Fantastic Four and X-Men take place in different universes.
Yep.
You know how we talked about, or different dimensions or whatever. Uh-huh. You know how we talked about last week how they're like, maybe they'll cross over. But this week they're like different universes.
We were thinking of something else. We can't because continuity and dimension, but we haven't created dimensional travel in X-Men universe, so we can't. Sorry, guys.
So that's pretty great. Yeah. But because if Colossus exists and he's wearing like an X-Men belt.
Yep.
And you see Negasonic Teenage Warhead. That's going to get annoying to say.
Yeah.
In it, there was a still release of her in an outfit. So they're
NTW.
X-Men.
No, we can't. It doesn't.
No. Let's call her Negasonic.
Let's find out what the actress's name is and we'll use that from this
Unless
point
Unless it's
forward.
More complicated.
Yes.
Unless it's like a Naomi Rapace. I don't want to say that either, mate.
Or an Imogen Poots.
Yes, that's right. Aiden wants to know, is this movie set in the 90s? There's a few things that point to that. He's got a Walkman.
Yes.
He's listening to some sweet R&B.
Yeah.
Like some, I can't remember what the song
Salt
is.
Salt and Pepper, I think.
Salt and Pepper, that's it. He mentions like Rosie O'Donnell and Posh Spice. The cars look modern though, right?
Yeah, I think the R&B is a deliberate throwback.
Yeah.
I think it's set now.
Mm.
Or it's set in the sort of the nebulous, it's the sort of future that the X-Men universe has been in mostly,
sure.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
Wherever the Wolverine is set... That's where it is.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Mm.
I agree.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead, the actress's name is Brianna Hildebrand. See, that's on the fence, isn't it?
Yeah, I might say that.
Like, it's kind of...
Negasonic Teenage
Hildebrand?
Warhead.
Hilda. Let's call her Hilda.
Okay.
Okay, great.
No,
that's going to
no
be
No one's going to know
Look,
what
we'll figure it out,
about.
All right? We'll figure it out. We've got time, surely. When does this come out?
Feb.
We got time.
We got time, mate. Yep. Yeah. One more thing about that trailer. Deadpool 2, it looks like, may take, the rumor is that it will take the release date of the Fantastic Four 2 in 2017.
Great.
So, yeah, that makes sense because, look, despite the Fantastic Four, a lot of what Fox have been doing since First Class has been pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadpool looks great.
I agree.
So, and look, I doubt it. I was like, they probably won't do R rating. They'll probably fuck it up.
Yep.
But it looks...
It'll just be references every second.
But it looks pretty awesome. Mm. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Anyway.
Yes.
Fantastic Four.
Yep.
We got to talk about that.
We're going to talk. Well, there was one piece of news. Mm. Hang on, where is it? So, we'll get to it in the sure. Okay, so Fox put out a review embargo.
Yes.
For Fantastic Four.
Yes.
So official media outlets were not allowed to release their review of Fantastic Four.
Yep.
Until, in a lot of cases, day of its release.
Yep.
And so last week we talked about it and we discussed whether or not it, like, the and a review embargo has been anything other than the kiss of death for a movie.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
We were like, we're trying to think of an example of, like, maybe when it wasn't. And look, I conceded last week, gun to my head, gun to my dick, that it was possible that the reason there was an embargo on this is because maybe they'd made a movie that wasn't quite, like, it was slightly different from a traditional comic book movie.
A little left of center.
A little left of, and they were like, well, reviewers will go in thinking it's like a generic comic book movie, superhero movie, and they won't get it and they'll give it a bad review. So we're like, well, maybe they just want comic book fans to go in who are a little bit more seasoned and know what's going on. They'll be like, this is a little different or whatever. I enjoy it.
Sure.
Now, I'm going to say at this point that I was correct. It is a little bit different in the sense that it is like a biopic of a scientist who wasn't very interesting. Like, it feels to me like it's a biopic if the producers had seen, like, A Beautiful Mind or something like that.
Right.
And gone, oh, all scientists must be, have, you know, all intellectuals must have a really interesting, rich inner life. Let's do another one.
Yeah.
Let's tick off Reed Richards. Let's get him in. And then they were wrong because it was, because he's boring. This movie, we'll do spoiler free and then spoilers.
Let's keep the spoiler free brief because I want to get into this.
There's nothing to...
Yeah.
Look,
I got that tweet when you're ready as well.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, so nothing happens in this movie.
Correct.
No one's given anything to do.
Yes. There's like four locations.
There's four locations. It's all really claustrophobic.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
It's
dark.
It's dark. It's
gloomy.
The action is really sparse and not interesting.
And a lot of it was cut out from the trailer.
Yeah.
And do you remember the bit in the trailer where the thing drops from the
not
plane?
In the movie. Not,
I mean, that's one of the things. Yeah. That's not in it.
And the trailer's 2 minutes long and they cut out. We don't even have a villain until like the last 15 minutes.
15 minutes is generous as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we saw this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We saw it like 4 days ago. And when I saw it and I'm like, this, look, it was nothing special.
You came out and you were like, yeah, it wasn't good, but you were like.
Yeah. Like it killed the time kind of thing. And the longer I've had to think about it, I'm like, the worse it's gotten. So I'm glad we're recording now on the Sunday, because otherwise I would have looked quite the fool.
Yeah.
Like we would record it and I'd be like, I'll see you later. And then I'd be like. Oh no, I said some things that were really wrong.
I had a pretty adverse reaction.
Straight away,
when it came out of it. But you know what? I was on board for a time.
Yes.
Anyway, before we get into that.
Yes.
The Josh Trank tweet that
director of the new Fantastic Four.
Well, maybe. Maybe director.
Yeah.
Partial director. He came out and he released this tweet before the official release that said, which is like, jeez, man.
Yeah.
A year ago, I had a fantastic version of this and it would have received.
Good play on words.
Yeah, very good. And it would have received great reviews. You'll probably never see it. That's reality, though.
Oof.
Yeah. So, look, it seems like an Alien 3 situation.
Right, okay.
I'm actually putting together a video like a madman about how all this happened.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I've just got all these articles and videos that I've kind of cobbled together.
I'm trying
to find the killer from Seven.
Yeah, I can see it on the wall. You've got bits of red string connecting them all.
So I'm not quite ready to like.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? But I'm getting there. I'm like, because it's driving me a bit mad trying to work out what happened here.
Yeah.
And look, we'll probably never know.
But you've got all the available information and putting it together.
I've got as much as I could gather.
Uh-huh, okay, great.
Yeah. And like even as far back as a couple of years ago where they even said there was a synopsis release, which said something like, the movie was going to take the Fantastic Four, or Reed and Ben in particular, and use them as weapons. Right. And Fox and Trank came out and said, that's not true.
Yep.
But I feel like that was at least the initial direction, because there's elements of that in this movie.
There is, yeah.
But then it takes such a weird tone shift and shift in direction.
I just thought of more things, but continue.
No. That's it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's a whole bunch of weird continuity errors because of the editing. We'll get to those. There are plots that start up and they never finish.
Yep.
None of the characters have any. We don't know anything about the characters. We don't learn anything.
Do they like each other?
Yeah.
Like, is it even?
Why do certain characters do certain things?
Yep.
Like, you could make a huge leap of conjecture, but they never.
It never all ties together.
No, at all. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Sure. Look, before we get into that, though.
A lot of the CGI looks garbage.
Yeah,
there's a lot of garbage effects in this movie.
I don't think there's a reason for that, though. First of all, nobody cares about this movie. It's going to make about $27 million in the US.
Oh, boy.
Which is one of the lowest openings for a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Green Hornet made $33
million. Wow.
But then again, Jonah.
And the best part of that movie is when they shoot a speed camera with a missile. The best part of that movie.
I don't remember that at all.
It's the best part, though.
Jonah Hex made $7 million, so it's not the word. Yeah. I think Jonah Hex made $10 million in total a budget of $50 or $60 million.
The director chipped in $3 million and he's just like, let's just get it to double digits. I don't care. Just please.
Okay. Do we want to talk about the story?
Yeah. Okay.
No spoilers, I guess, sort of, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep this brief.
Okay. So it starts with a flashback.
Yep.
It's 2007, but it also seems to double as like the 50s.
Yeah,
because
weirdly.
It's like a weird sepia-toned, like old-timey classroom. Reed Richards is in, but we've also got Ben Grimm, who's like living in a junkyard and playing stickball.
Yeah.
There's a scene really early on where like Ben is clearly like his brother's giving him a little bit of trouble.
Bit of
rough and tumble, and they go through the house. And it looks like they've CGI'd a flat screen TV on the wall so it doesn't look like it's the olden times. Because otherwise you'd be like, is this the Depression?
It didn't feel like 2007.
It really didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we see Reed and Ben. Reed's got a big idea to make this dimensional portal machine.
He thinks it's teleportation.
That's right, yeah. And so he and Ben become best friends because Ben catches him stealing from him.
Yeah.
That's basically.
And it's one of those moments as well where nobody believes that Reed's intelligent.
Yes.
He goes, this isn't a spoiler, but they go to a science fair.
Well, can we Yeah, okay, continue.
Do you want to talk about that now?
Well, I was going to say...
Oh, then what's the rest of the story, though, I guess?
Well, that's pretty much... But, yeah, but we get to... And yeah, so Reed is this little kid. He's got this idea for this teleporter machine.
Yep.
And his teacher doesn't believe in him.
Yep.
And doesn't... Which is... I think it's Dan Castellaneta.
It is. It's Homer, yeah.
It's Homer Simpson as the teacher.
Sure.
Like, yeah, and it's weird that no... Like, he has...
No one's fostering that creativity.
Nobody's fostering that, like... Surely there'd be other evidence, like all his test scores would be through the roof kind of thing. And you'd be like, well, this kid's really smart. But no, he's still in this little classroom
they
in the depression kind of thing.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Anyway, the Reed and Ben become fast friends. And
for no reason.
You could have cut that entire scene out.
Yeah.
That could have gone because you could have just added one. You could have gone straight to the next scene.
Yeah.
And been like, Reed and Ben could have been there. And somebody could have said, "What's this? Who's this Ben guy? What's he doing?" And they could have been like, "We've been friends for years."
Yeah.
Or and then like a scene of him beating up a bully or something like that, being like, "Stay away from Reed" or whatever.
Sure.
Like he could have
the tidiest Ben Grimm beating up
the world's tiniest Ben Grimm. He's a real tough guy.
But you know what? I don't have a problem with any of the cast.
Yes.
I don't think they're given enough to do.
Yeah.
And they're not all great all the time. That is certainly true.
Yep.
But I think that is a waste of a cast.
Absolutely.
They really squandered all that potential there.
We can't. Okay, so we go to this science fair because it's 70. It's
all this is in the Ultimates, by the way.
Yeah,
it's pretty much Ultimates issue one.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we cut to present day, and Reed and Ben have perfected this.
It's not 2014.
2004. Fair enough. Sorry.
Which if they started
the distant past,
were they 11 when it started?
11 or 12.
So if they cut 7 years ahead to 2014, that would make them 19.
So when we get to this scene, they're at this science fair. My first thought was, why are these men presenting an invention at a children's science fair? And it took me a couple of minutes to twig, because they're still children. But
because everybody else is literally a child as well.
There's a bit where Reed is like, oh, can I borrow this model plane to teleport or dimensional travel it, and he borrows it from he has to lean down several feet to take it from this small child. Like he's 28. What's his name again?
Miles Teller.
He's 28.
He's
years
actually
old,
28,
and he looks 28 in this movie.
He does.
We're supposed to buy that he's 17 or 18 or something like that.
Yeah, and look, Jamie Bell, he looks young, but Jamie Bell also doesn't look a day under 30.
No,
I'm sure he is also about 28.
Right. Yeah.
But oh, good lord! Yeah. And I love how
so
like,
confusing.
You see him literally teleport something, right?
Yeah.
The teachers see it, and he goes, "This isn't a magic show."
Right.
What do you?
Even if it was,
he just made a bloody hologram or something.
Yeah.
Like something amazing happened.
Yeah. It's like it would be very odd if you had this child, and let's call him a child, even though he's 28, who created this amazing scientific whatever it is. And then to go, who's clearly very intelligent, and then go, well, you've done this amazing technological thing, but it's not what you see. You're a liar, because it's clearly an invisibility cloak and not a teleporter. You're a bad child.
What? Slap.
Yeah.
And not only
who
that.
Who is this guy?
Who is that guy? And what is Franklin Storm doing there?
Yeah.
Like, is he just wandering the country looking, going to science fairs?
He's scouting science fairs for geniuses.
That is mad.
Yeah.
What? Look at test scores. Like, there's so many other ways you could do that.
Yep.
But you know what?
Well, you could just sweep the country for that weird energy signature, which means a teleporter is happening.
Sure.
Or whatever. Surely? Easier.
Look for teleporter energy.
And there'd be one. It's Reed Richards. Well, there'd be two. There'd be Victor Von Doom.
Whatever, yeah. Did you notice they ADR'd out Victor Von Doom's name?
Yes.
Look, it may not be ADR, but it was said a while back that his name was going to be Victor Domachev. And you know what? I don't mind if you change it. You know what? I feel like this was going in a direction which would have worked. I didn't mind the first like 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but I'm like, at least it's doing something different.
Right.
I like how it goes kind of body horror. And then the movie just stops for like 40 minutes.
Yes. The second act is super long. Are we spoiling now?
Yeah. Bugger it. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Look, if you haven't seen it for some reason,
it's an amazing train wreck.
Yeah. Don't see it or do see it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Worst movie ever.
Definitely.
It's worse than both the other Fantastic Four movies.
Look, I'll say this.
Yes.
Oh, we had a letter about this later, but it doesn't. Yeah. We'll just talk about it now. I had a better feeling. I'm not saying it's a better movie, but I felt better about The Silver Surfer when I walked out of it than I did this.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm not saying The Silver Surfer is a good movie, because it's not.
Yeah.
But
it was fun.
Yeah, and things happened.
Yeah. This movie is not fun.
And nothing happened.
It's bad, nothing happens. It's clearly just a setup for a sequel. Now, like, I don't know what it was supposed to be originally, because like editing has apparently destroyed this movie.
I don't think this is Josh Trank's fault.
Right. But I think that what they've done now is they've gone, whatever Josh Trank made originally, they're like, we can't salvage it into a typical superhero movie.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a precursor to a sequel. Yeah. And that's not going to happen now. We're going to have to wait.
We're going to Amazing Spider-Man 2 it.
Yeah, wait 5 to 10 years and there'll be another reboot.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that as well.
Anyway, worst movie ever. Thoughts?
Worst.
Worst movie ever, great.
Yeah. Look, do you want to go through the cast, I guess?
Yes.
Miles Teller, he's a good actor, but yeah, he's kind of boring. He's an okay Reed Richards, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think he's any worse.
There was an article in Esquire this week.
Miles Teller is cool and doesn't care what you think or
something. Yeah, it's kind of, it's very much, it's basically an article where it's in Esquire and it's basically, it's an interview with him. It's one of those ones where, you know, spend a day in the life of whatever. Yeah. And the author is basically trying to figure out whether he's a dick or not. And look, I don't know. I think it's probably, you know, a lot of people in Hollywood are probably sick of doing these interview pieces or whatever.
Hanging out with someone all day that they don't know.
And let's play some pickup basketball or whatever, you know, one of those. But I think it also might be a case of, hey, act a little bit like a dick, so maybe people will be interested in your movie.
Oh, okay,
because
right.
Nobody's seeing it otherwise, kind of thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good fine. At stuff.
He doesn't stretch that much, does he?
No, it's...
Got a letter about that.
There's a lot of scenes... Yeah, like, the... We're spoilers now.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Like I was saying, the action sequences are very sparse.
Yep.
They're not impressive. I would say everybody gets a half to a third of an action sequence each, and it adds up to about, I don't know, one and a quarter action sequences, let's say, over the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, you've got Human Torch, he throws a couple of fireballs at some targets, he flies up
a vent or something.
Yep, he flies really unconvincingly through some clouds and he shoots down some drones.
Oh, yeah.
In some of the worst... Like, we were talking about Alien 3.
Yeah.
That is some Alien 3 green screening right there. That is very bad. And he throws some fireballs and that's it. That's all he does until the final battle, I think. Yeah, so we've got Reed. He has like a half an action sequence in the jungle.
Which I didn't mind.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Apparently Max Landis wrote a treatment for this.
Yes.
Who they worked together on Chronicle, him and Josh Trank, which we will talk about later as
Okay, great.
But where he fights off a group of people with his face.
Huh.
Which sounds way more interesting.
Right.
They're not doing anything with Reed Richards.
No, Reed Richards, it's just clearly...
He did less cool stuff than he did in the other ones.
Yeah, it's...
Some Delsim double fist punches.
Yes, exactly. In this movie... They've gone, okay, he can stretch his arms and his legs and his torso a bit.
Mm.
But Reed Richards, like, he's completely plastic, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he can...
He can increase his brain capacity.
He can increase his brain capacity. He can go paper thin.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene very early on where he's gotten his powers initially and then... And he goes through an air conditioning duct and he sees the thing underneath him and he's like, I'll save you. And I assumed he was just going to go through the grate.
Sure.
Like, that's the point where he discovers that he can do anything. And, like, I understand that maybe it was the setup, like, you know, he's just started using his powers, he doesn't understand them, and later on in the movie he'll do some other stuff.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. It's just, they've got, in this
he
movie...
Never seems to master them.
He never seems to master them. There's this, like, at one point the thing headbutts him and he gets knocked out. That wouldn't like Reed Richards... would just go all rubbery.
Yeah, it'd I found that fine. Really strange.
There's a scene right at the end where he's fighting Dr. Doom.
Yep.
And Dr. Doom's got him in a choke.
Yeah.
And then I assumed he'd be like, well, he's had a year to master his powers now. He will, like, his head will, like, shrink down to the size of a...
Whatever.
Like a fire, like a garden hose.
Yeah.
And he'll just slip out of the grass.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, he can do anything, this guy. But he doesn't. They just use the power of teamwork and friendship.
That part's really forced as well.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, well, let's work together. And it becomes the first Fantastic Four movie, or not the first, the one from 2005, in that last sequence. It's just like, let's all work together.
Yeah.
But they don't have a plan. It's just like, let's just attack. Because
in the first one, and I don't remember at all, but in the first one, like, one of them uses fire, and then they get the... and they all combine their powers somehow.
Yeah.
You know? And at least you go, oh, everybody's accounted for
Makes
here.
Makes sense.
But in this one, they just throw some fireballs and whatever. Who have we got left?
Okay. The Thing, Jamie Bell. He looked really touch and go, depending on, like, sometimes he looked pretty good, sometimes
I didn't hate the design. Yeah, he could put some pants on. Look, I understand why he was so angry, because he doesn't have any genitals anymore.
Yes, sure. But, you know, here's the thing with the problem with the no pants.
Here is the thing. No, that's what they should have said every time he entered a room.
Did you notice how they tried to shoehorn that in at the end?
Yes.
I got a problem with that last scene as well.
We'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah.
But the reason I saw a behind the scenes thing, and they're talking about
behind the scenes thing,
yes, right. But it was like a government video where it was like what each of them can do.
Okay.
And they're like, the Thing doesn't wear pants because he's indestructible, so why would he?
Yeah.
The Thing doesn't wear pants because he wears pants because he doesn't want to walk around with no pants.
Yeah.
Like a weirdo.
He's a human, yeah.
Like, he also wears a trench coat and a hat sometimes.
Boy, does he.
Because he wants to be inconspicuous.
Sometimes he wears a giant tuxedo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, if he's taking Alicia Masters to the opera, he'll wear a giant tuxedo. And people are like, that's the Thing. He'd be like, hey.
Bucko.
Yeah, and also, he kills a lot of people.
Kills so many people.
There's an actual count. It's like confirmed kills 43. Yeah. So he's killed 43 people. Yeah. The Fantastic Four shouldn't be killing people. I'm going to put my foot down.
Yeah.
They can kill mole men, but they won't even do that. Because they're mole men are people too.
Reed Richards will go crazy and kill a bunch of people. But that's fine.
But then he'll reverse time or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
But isn't the ultimate version of Reed Richards bad at the moment?
I think he is.
It's not important.
And so he gets half an action sequence because you see him in that video.
Yeah, you're watching a video of him smashing a tank. Yeah.
And then he appears and he headbutts Reed Richards.
Yes.
Great. So that's his. I'm going to say that's his third of an action sequence he gets.
Kate Mara, who plays the Invisible Woman,
she
loves Portishead.
She loves Portishead.
They left that in.
That's weird. So, she wouldn't have even been alive when Porter said. She'd have been two when Porter said were a thing.
She also looks like a 30-year-old woman, by the way.
How old?
I think she is 30. Right. Or 31, okay. Yeah. She's fine. But the thing about Kate Mara is,
what an odd choice, Porter said. I guess they're adult contemporary now. Porter said.
Again, what year is this set? Like,
yeah, it's odd, isn't it?
But also, and I said this to you during the movie.
You yelled it out.
I did. Her hair keeps changing.
It does. Yeah, like scene to scene.
Scene to scene.
Like they'll walk from one room to another and she'll go from what I guess a balayage?
Is that the style of where it's kind of its colour at the end of the hair?
Oh, it's ombre.
Ombre, sure. Oh,
it's ombre.
Okay.
Which I guess that's her real hair, right?
Yeah, it's a real hair.
And but then she'll go to like a weird blonde, like a platinum blonde wig.
And initially when I saw that in the trailers, I assumed that
time had passed.
Yeah, or when she got her powers, maybe that's what happened. Because I think in the last Fantastic Four movie, that's what happened. I think she
goes
more
blonde,
blondes,
I think, yeah.
Or even when she fires them up, maybe her hair goes blonde.
Right, yeah, totally.
That's not it.
No.
Apparently they reshot 1/3 of this movie.
Oh, boy.
And, like, I would say, like, it looks more like half.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, if they said 1/3, it's a half.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Her use of powers are okay, I guess.
But she doesn't do anything.
She does a lot of Johnny Storm flies into a room and then she follows in a bubble carrying the rest of the team.
Yes.
Or maybe that happens twice.
Yeah.
So that's a lot for this movie.
It seemed like every scene she did it though. You know what I mean?
And that in itself is a ridiculous way to get around.
Yeah.
Like it looks dumb.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's necessary,
yeah,
I guess, but it looks stupid.
Yes.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
it's fine.
He's got the
very
good,
charming. Yeah,
yeah, but he doesn't do enough. Like, he can build anything. He made a car that exploded, and then they let him build a teleportation device.
Here's a thought I had during the movie. Okay, so he's the son of a very prominent scientist.
Yes,
he's also very intelligent, but he's rebelling against the expectations of his father to do like more cool guy pursuits. And now he's back and he's gotten his powers through some sort of, you know, science experiment gone wrong.
Sure.
And he's black. That's Cyborg's origin. That's his exact origin.
Oh, right.
They've just copied and pasted. And they've cut out bloody, I can't remember Cyborg's real name, and they've put in Johnny Storm.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Look, no one's going to remember by the time the Cyborg movie rolls
that's
around.
True, yeah.
It's not going to matter.
Is he going to be in Justice League, maybe?
I think he might be.
Okay, right.
They've cast him.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor that they got, though. Mm. Franklin Storm.
Yep.
Is all right?
It's fine.
Yep. I wanted them to explore more the adoption side of it.
Okay.
Because they were like, she's from Kosovo.
She's from Kosovo, yeah.
And that's interesting in itself.
Yep.
I liked, they kind of hinted at the Johnny Storm is kind of like, and I was listening, there's a very interesting four-part interview that Kevin Smith does with Josh Trank.
On Fat Man on Batman?
Yeah. Yep. Part four is out this week. I'm hoping that he didn't pre-record it. I'm hoping Josh Trank comes in this week and talks about it.
Yes.
But we'll see how that goes.
Maybe they'll do a five.
Yeah, maybe.
There's always the chance.
Yeah. But he was saying how the interesting dynamic is that Franklin Storm, like Johnny Storm's supposed to be resentful because Franklin Storm chose Sue.
Yes.
But he's kind of stuck with Johnny.
Right, okay.
But
yeah.
I sort of got that, I guess.
Yeah, no, I got that, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I would have liked to see that more explored more.
Yep.
Did you like how the thing, that Reed Richards abandoned the thing for a year?
That made no sense.
And he just went and built a teleporting machine?
That is one of the threads that it clearly started, but we never see where that's going. Because he's like single person dimensional travel machine.
And you see
machine.
It.
You see it.
All the plans for it.
Yeah.
Like it was along the way.
Right.
He was also doing, you know what? They showed the power where he can change his face,
yep.
Which I like.
That was good, yeah.
That effect is garbage.
Fair enough. Yeah, so and he's put up on his wall like, you know, the monster doing this and
yeah.
Whatever. Just go back. You know where the base is. You don't have to track him down. Just, you were there.
I want to know how he didn't master his powers for a year.
Yeah.
Because there's also a bit at the end where Doom breaks his containment suit and he's all rubbery and he can't get back together.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Right. How the fuck did he get away?
Without flopping about on the ice all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that why he wore the containment suit? Because he was flopping about all the time.
Because when Doom took it off, he was just like, I can't.
Oh.
And then he pulled himself back together.
I thought he was doing something with gravity.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was very unclear.
Can we talk about Dr. Doom?
Yes. Let's talk about Dr. Doom.
Okay, so he's in the original version, he's Victor Domashev.
Yeah.
And he was Victor Van Damme in the Ultimates.
Which they probably could have gone with, I guess. But then people would have been like, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Van Damme, yeah.
The line,
they could have had his dad as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
The line, though, where they say Victor Von Doom, you don't see anybody say it.
No, that's true,
They cut to the paper, and it says Victor Von Doom, and he goes, why do you have Victor Von Doom? So they clearly went back and went, people don't like that.
Right. But it also there's a couple of bits where, like, there's a bit where Victor Von Doom is being quite negative.
Yeah.
And Sue Storm says, oh, listen to Dr. Doom over here, which would have been a joke of sorts if his name was Victor Domashev, because then he'd be like, oh, Dr. Doom. And then he'd be like, maybe I will be Dr. Doom. But if his name's Doom, it's not a joke, because you'd be like, look at Dr. Doom. They'd be like, I've heard that 100,000 times in my life because my name is literally Von Doom. So anytime I do anything negative, somebody says, look at Dr. Doom. Look at Johnny Doom. Look at Mr. Doom over here. I'm sick to death of it. No wonder he went insane now that I think
no
about
wonder.
It.
No wonder.
Yeah. And then at the end, he's like, I am just Doom. Yeah, because your name's Doom.
Your name is Doom.
Your name is Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gets... What do you think of the new origin of everybody, though, where they go to the negative zone and then Doom puts his hand in a puddle of ooze? They changed the color of that as well from the trailer. Initially, it wasn't green. It was like red.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whatever. It's not important, I guess.
Yeah.
Why would you put your hand in that?
Because you want power. Because I sort of get that because he wants the power and he can sense the power or something
like
that.
He didn't seem like that bad a guy.
No, he was fine. But He clearly had some sort of history with Sue Storm.
Yep.
Like maybe he was like, hey, you want to go on a date? And she's like, not really.
Dr.
And so
Doom.
Now that's been eating away at his brain for however long. And then as soon as he gets his powers, he's like, this world is, Earth has ruined me and now I'll kill you all. I'm like, just maybe ask somebody else out. Maybe they'll go out with you. It's fine.
Not only that, his ultimate plan is to go back to the negative zone.
Where he lives.
Where
now.
He lives now. Take the Earth and smash it into his
own planet.
Into his own planet,
yes. He used to pull it all up through a dimensional portal and smash it into his own... Yeah. Send Earth somewhere else. If you're tearing Earth up, send it where you don't live.
While you're at it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how he opened that portal.
Why don't you just pour a whole bunch of garbage on your own front lawn? You know what I mean?
What did he... Like, what was he doing? How did he open that portal?
I don't know. Because there's a year where he's in... Where he's on planet zero, the negative zone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is my home now. But, and like, he terraformed the landscape, I guess, because that's
sort of
his power in this, is telekinesis, but also a lot of telekinesis involving rocks.
Yep. Right? Unexplained telekinesis.
Yep. What did you think of the Dr. Doom design?
Garbage.
I didn't hate it.
He looked like a crash test dummy.
Yes, he did.
Look, I can see, you know what, it's not the worst thing about the character.
Yes.
But I think iconic characters are iconic for a reason, right?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is because they look awesome.
Yes.
And Doom's design
yes.
is awesome.
And they've never done it correctly. Yeah.
They've never...
How was it in Rise of the Silver Surfer?
It's better. Yeah. It's closer.
Right, yeah.
Like, just... the ultimate version of Doom also, his skin is metal.
Yes.
Like, and he's got goat legs.
He does have goat legs. I forgot about that.
Or some shit. Like, so I guess they were kind of going for that here.
Yeah.
And I can... Like, it makes sense in terms of, well, he had the suit melted to him.
Yes.
But, like...
I thought that it was going to be like the Vision in Age of Ultron, where the longer he was he would start transforming into like a real Doom kind of thing.
Okay, sure.
And he'd be like, oh, it's he's becoming classic Doom.
Yeah.
But then he was in it for 15 minutes and then...
He went into a bug zapper.
Yeah, and then he just disintegrated, so we'll never... Yeah.
The other thing about that end action sequence, they fly through the portal at the end somehow.
Yep.
And it looks real dumb because they're in a bubble or whatever.
Yep, uh-huh, great.
And then they stand over the crater and then it's like... So many people went into that portal and were smashed into that weird planet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
How many villains did you create doing that? Doom fell into rocks and lava and whatever.
And he became... And also at the end... We can probably talk about some other stuff in the middle, but if we're talking about the end, they're like, so you're the military, the vague, did you like the random assortment of vague government/military guys? They were garbage, right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, at the end, they're like, so you guys are going to still work for us, aren't you? And the Fantastic Four are like, no. And they're like, okay, well, we'll just give you plenty of resources and stuff. But the government is aware that... On the other side of this dimensional barrier is a green ooze that gives literally everybody who's touched it so far or has been even been near it.
You got to touch it and it's covered in rocks.
Yeah, incredible superpowers. And there's a guy who knows how to get there and they're just going to let him go. No, they're not. They're going to block him up forever until he builds another dimensional machine, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't know how to get out either because he doesn't know how to use his powers.
Right.
Got some letters here about Doom.
I'm
ready.
This
is from Camille. How fucking hard is it to do Marvel's best villain in comics? DC's doing a Joker a third time and it's been different brackets so far every time. And the worst part is they both sound like Julian McMahon. I didn't notice that. And Zach pointed out that Doom was the highlight, except he forgot what powers he had. Because he did. He was walking down the corridors and he's just blowing heads, which isn't a Doctor Doom power.
Nope.
Isn't he more magic and science based?
He's
got some strength in that.
Well, he has no personal abilities.
Yeah.
But he's got the battle suit.
Yep.
Which he's got like heaps of cool guns in it.
It's Iron Man.
Yeah, it's Iron Man and it's even more because it's got like a force field around it and all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
And he's got that sidearm.
Yep.
And he's got magical abilities and he's got the lot.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Was it Darth Vader based off Doom?
That's a good question. Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
Okay.
Or one of the inspirations.
Yeah. Yeah, here's him in Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Not great, but not bad. Better than this one.
Yeah, fair.
Uh-huh. No, he did forget,
because he was exploding people's heads.
Bursting heads,
I don't know, like, that wasn't really explained, but then when he got into the negative zone, he's just throwing rocks.
But he could have burst four heads.
Yeah.
Yes. He really could have, but he forgot. And he killed Franklin Storm.
Yep.
He was just like, hey, don't do this. And he's like, I kill you, Franklin Storm.
That's what
Bang.
I'm doing.
Yep.
And then when they were in the negative zone, he trapped Johnny in some rocks.
Yep.
And the thing in some rocks.
Sure did.
And Reed took his suit off or something.
Yep.
Because all the things pinged off the suit.
All the things pinged off, precisely.
And he was trying to squash the invisible woman.
Yep.
Ian also says, I'm pretty sure Mr. Fantastic stretched like 5 times in total. That's probably true, right?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Even that last world, it felt like they were doing it in a studio, like a green screen studio.
Yes.
Like, it didn't feel like it had a lot of anything going on
there.
Like, it was vast, but it didn't feel vast.
Yeah, we didn't feel vast. We didn't get any sense. Is there anyone else out there? We never got any idea of that.
Yep. It felt very tacked on.
Like, why did he want to stay there? I mean, sure, he was bringing all the comforts of home through the portal. He would have had some minivans to drive around in. He would have had some of a bridge.
Yep.
He would have had some trees. But
We haven't even touched on how they got drunk and decided to go into a different dimension.
Oh, yeah, they did do that, didn't they? Yeah.
And then they called Ben Grimm. Why didn't Ben Grimm get a scholarship with Reed? Why didn't he go like, Ben's my best friend.
Yeah.
He's coming with me.
Right.
He's the muscle.
He's my muscliest friend.
Look, Jamie Bell could probably kick the shit out of me. Like, what am I talking about? But yeah, he's not. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, it's, hey, we're family, but I'll see you in a year or whatever. Yeah. Several years.
Fraser also pointed out that the science teleported. In the science fair, the teacher disqualified them even though they'd clearly just teleported something. We talked about that.
Or made it invisible. That's amazing as well. Like, that's exponentially a billion times greater than anything you've ever seen at a science fair. Even if he just put two mirrors and he made something look like it was gone, that's a science fair
project.
Didn't
the potato clock win or something?
Potato clock.
Also, that end scene. Yes. Where they go in and they're a team.
Yep.
And he's like, look at this thing over here.
We call
here.
It Central City. I've never heard of Central. Central City is where the Flash lives.
No, but it's also, I looked this up because I didn't realize at the time, that's where they originally lived.
It's in
like California or something. I don't know. Sure. But yeah. It's where they actually rocketed off from.
Right.
In the original version.
Uh-huh. Great.
But yeah, and it's got to do that whole, what should we call ourselves?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, there's four of us, so we should have a name for ourselves. What about the terrific Johnny Storm team? You're embarrassed to say.
I'm embarrassed to say that I'm a superhero movie fan. Had I seen that with a regular person.
Not me.
No, exactly. I would have been like, ooh, they're not all like this.
But even like it felt like they were ashamed to say it.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Because they didn't say it. They cut it out.
Well, and that's sort of what happened at the end of the last Avengers. He said like it was going to say Avengers Assemble, but it cut.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Uh-huh. But you can say you're the Fantastic Four in the Fantastic Four movie. Yes. You know what? You don't even need to do an origin. You can just be like, this is the Fantastic Four. Go.
Exactly. It's not... Yeah. I've said that like one of the original plans prior to these three...
Sure.
One of the ideas was... It was a Fantastic Four movie. It was going to be set in the 60s.
Yep.
And they're already the Fantastic Four and they just go on some adventures. And it was kind of going to be kind of groovy 60s kind of thing, you know. And Reed would be kind of a square and Johnny Storm would be kind of cool and whatever. Sure. And stop giving us the origin story.
Yeah.
Like some movies, I think you need an origin. Some movies you don't. And I think it'd be great because in like Doctor Doom's first appearance, I think is Fantastic Four Issue 5 or something like that. And Reed's just like, yeah, that's a guy I knew in college. He's a real prick. Like he just shows up and like he breaks the top of the Baxter building off or whatever it is. And he's like, you go and do a time travel mission or something. I can't remember what the plot is. Anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's saying the things that they're doing as they're doing them.
That's what you need in a comic book. And Sue Storm is probably cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. But you could just go... Hey, we're the Fantastic Four. We were in this experiment gone wrong.
Yep.
We've got these powers. We don't know why they're all different. It doesn't make any sense either.
Yep.
And this is happening and that's Doctor Doom. We know him from back in the day. What a prick kind of thing. You don't need... Doctor Doom doesn't have to be intrinsically built into their origin necessarily.
He felt like a different guy showed up at the end.
Yeah.
Like it was just some other random
thing.
Because
before he was pretty much a normal guy.
He was a regular guy.
He was like, I don't trust authority so much.
Yep.
But who does?
And he was right.
Yeah.
Because they trapped him for a year.
Yeah.
And made the thing kill a bunch of people.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Look. You know what though?
What else happened in this?
If it was the Josh Trank version,
yeah.
I feel like at least it would have been doing something.
Right.
This didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It got to a point where it just kind of did a bit of an origin and then it just stopped and then the thing happened at the end. Like it didn't, somebody has clearly obviously gone in, reshot a bunch of stuff and re-edited it. Like that is what has happened here.
Yes.
And I'm going to find out why.
Yeah.
But it's, anyway, look, I've got some listener opinions. How about that? I thought I'd throw in a positive one. How about that?
I'm ready. Great.
Okay. Yo, Nick and James.
Yo.
Just left the screen of Fantastic Four and I was really surprised at how much I enjoyed it. I thought the cast was amazing and suited to their roles, even Doctor Doom, even though he was only there for a beating. I thought the end fight was good, even though a little short. I didn't expect to be good as hearing everybody give it shit, but I liked the pace and the way the film would switch from geek shit to horror movie and then onto a murder spree and then finally generic comic book movie fight. Looking forward to Fantastic Four 2. Thanks, guys. Steven, the white Black Panther. I don't think we're going to get another one of these.
No.
That is a valid opinion.
Yep.
And look, I agree with some of that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, biopic of an uninteresting man. There were a lot of scenes just in a lab. So many scenes in a lab.
The first lab wasn't that different from the second lab.
They were much the same lab, ultimately. Yeah. And just a lot of people squiggling stuff. A
lot of tapping on computers.
Tapping on computers, looking at a screen.
Pattern formation.
Pattern recognition.
Hey, James and Nick, my name is Lawrence and I'm 13. I got to see the early screening of Fant4stic. First off, I thought this was bad. The CGI was awful. The villain was underwhelming. And a lot of the stuff in the trailers weren't in the movie. Not to mention Sue Storm's hair. In each shot, it would change from a strawberry blonde wig to her normal hair. Yes. Why? If you guys have any idea how this happened, please let me know. Thanks, Lawrence. P.S. Why was this movie made? To keep the rights.
Keep the rights. That's... it's good that we have like an actual answer for that now.
Yeah, I know, like, right?
Yeah. But why do they want to keep the rights to this?
Well, that's okay. This letter ties into that.
Oh,
okay,
there we
so
go.
Let's get into this.
Already.
Hi there, James and Mason. So the Fantastic Four happened. Yeah. What a fucking disaster, right? I'd say that this is the worst comic book movie ever to be made. Yes. Worse than Howl of the Duck. Worse than X-Men Origins Wolverine. Worse than the previous Fantastic Four movies. While The Thing looked pretty amazing, the rest of the movie looked like crap. Laughably bad dialogue, little character development, mostly weak special effects. Seriously, that monkey looked like shit. I thought that monkey looked alright, actually.
Yeah, I didn't hate the monkey.
I think he was a Planet of the Apes monkey, because they're the same company.
Oh, so they just copied and pasted.
At the time, I was like, that's a good chimp. What'd you get? And then I looked up and like, oh, they're both Fox.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
A poor villain and as...
But they were like, well, you can't use our texture mapping. You know, we're keeping that. It can't look that good. It can look fine, but you can't have all that stuff.
Correct. No, it wasn't as good, was it? Obviously.
No.
And as far as too much time wasted on the characters as regular humans, there wasn't enough time to set up the dynamic and relationship as a team. Arguably the most important thing you need when setting up a team of heroes.
Mm.
Sure. Also, I'd like to ask, if Marvel got the rights back to the Fantastic Four, would you like to see them make an appearance in the MCU? Keep up the great work, guys. Daffod. D-A-F-Y-D-D.
Daffod a Duck.
Official Welsh comic... official Welsh comic book ambassador.
That's probably
to
David then.
To the Weekly Planet. Yeah. This brand is now worthless.
It's
as
poisoned.
A movie, as a movie brand.
Yeah.
They may
it is the equivalent of a weird green sludge on a barren rock-like world. But it doesn't give you powers, it gives you cancer.
Don't put your hand in it.
Don't put your hand in it.
They may as well sell it back.
Yeah.
They may as well strike some deal where they can put X-Men in the TV series or some kind of merchandising rights.
Yep.
Or something, and just get rid of it. Because they're gonna have to make one in 5 years anyway.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Or they...
So, God, isn't that weird? Like, because they had the one in the 90s,
yep.
And they went a really long time without having to make another one.
Yeah.
Is the time scale shrinking?
That's a good
is it
question.
Gonna be a point where they're like, we have to release one a year? We have to release a Fantastic Four movie every 6 months, otherwise... We have to release one Fantastic Four movie a day at this point.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
we're in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they should give it back. I don't know what you could do with this now. You know what? You just have to bring in Reed Richards, and he's already established, and he's there. Just make him a guy who kind of looks like Mark Ruffalo, but maybe a bit taller.
Uh-huh. And shorter haircut.
Shorter haircut, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's it. But they kind of got two. They kind of got Bruce Banner and Tony Stark, and they both kind of fill that role.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if they even need him. Like, a lot. Yeah. These are a lot of Fantastic Four. Look, I'm not the biggest Fantastic Four fan, so I don't care if they never make another Fantastic Four movie. But for a lot of people, this is their favorite franchise.
Yeah,
and
I really like the
team.
Fantastic
there
Four.
There you go.
They've had some amazing stories.
Yeah.
And again, it's like Superman, where these are characters that can go anywhere and do anything effectively. They can go all through time and space and dimensions, and it's just them in labs and on rock worlds and just using teamwork. We know the origin. We've seen the origin so many times. Do it in... We've talked about, you know, the comic book All-Star Superman.
Yeah, it's great.
The origin of Superman in that comic book is one page.
Yeah.
It's basically Doom Planet, Desperate Scientist... Last hope.
Yep.
It, now he's Superman. Like, it's one page. You do that with these guys.
Yep.
You know, bold scientists experiment gone wrong.
You could do it in the credits.
Yeah, we're the yes, yes. We're the Fantastic Four, and now we've got it. We're going on adventures.
That's how they did the Incredible Hulk. Remember, they just had the credits was just like Edward Norton tests himself, yep, and then he turns into Hulk. Like that. Yeah. That is literally.
That's all you need.
That is literally it. Mm. You know what?
But and people are going to stop seeing these movies if they're like, I mean, they obviously have stopped seeing these movies, but they people have twigged now that this is just. It's going to be this origin again and again, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So they've given up. So forget about it.
Okay. What about this?
Yes.
If they sell the rights back to Marvel,
yep.
Marvel then can use Silver Surfer and Galactus.
Great.
So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Have them fly by during Infinity War.
Whatever. Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I think from that perspective, there's some ground, there's some things you can do with that.
Yeah.
So I think they tried to, there was a negotiation where they were, you know how they got dead, Marvel got Daredevil back.
Yep.
One of the initial negotiations was, if you give us Fantastic Four, we'll let you, or Quicksilver and Galactus, we'll let you keep Daredevil.
Right.
Because remember they were going to make a 1970s crime noir
yes.
Daredevil
yeah.
movie?
Yeah, I remember that.
From the guy who did Wolf Fight?
That's right, yeah.
Which didn't happen. I'm glad.
Because I
love the TV series. So they had a chance to handball it off and they didn't. They did this instead. So not only did they lose Daredevil, but they're going to lose this as well. Or they're going to make another one and no one's going to see it.
Right.
Is there a chance they could work this into the X-Men?
No.
That might breathe some life into it.
No, I don't think they can do it. Because the X-Men's already got mutants and time travel.
Yeah.
And then you have to throw in this dimension effect as well.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's too complicated.
So the Fantastic Four are dead.
They're dead. And you can't bring them in. Like, if you bring them into Civil War...
That's too late.
It's too late and it'd be really distracting.
Mm.
Like, if they show up just in a big battle sequence...
In people the Fantastic Car.
Like, yeah, people are like, what are they... This Who? Is really taking me out of the movie.
Yeah.
Why have they done this?
Yeah.
Mm.
Great.
All anyway. Right,
that'll do it.
You might say they're doomed.
Yep. You might.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha.
More like bland-tastic bore.
More like crap-tastic... Your movie sucks, you dickheads.
We got him twice.
But you know what? Fox are doing a lot of good things.
Yep.
I think they bullied Josh Trank into doing a lot of stuff that he didn't want to do.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what led to him kind of having like weird meltdown on set. Because apparently a lot of the changes they made were just prior to filming. They cut like major action set pieces. And I think a lot of that was in reaction to fans.
We've got three action sequences. Cut out two of them. Throw them away. People don't want action.
They want labs.
Yeah, they want labs.
But you know what? I still have a lot of faith in Fox.
Mm.
This is a misstep.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm.
They're still doing some other good stuff.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yep.
I guess. Worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever.
You know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
Oh, buddy. I'm tired, man.
Just barrel through. Here we go. What we reading?
What we gonna read? I'm doing the thing. I probably put the theme song in.
Yeah.
Because maybe I got less time.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time it... What'd you read?
I finally watched 2012's Chronicle.
So you'd never seen it?
I'd never seen it.
Because I watched it last night as well.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's great.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real shame. Like, I was like, why is everybody hyping up? Why is everybody going to be so disappointed in this Fantastic Four movie? Who cares?
Yeah.
And I watched Chronicle. It's real good. Good fun time.
Yep. Yeah.
The conceit of it that it's all being filmed, it's found footage, it's all being, you know, filmed on...
Whatever.
Cameras and cell phones or whatever. Like, at no point was I like, well, this is a bit contrived.
There's
maybe
a
towards
few,
the end.
There's a few sequences.
There's a few, but I'm like, I'm willing to suspend
absolutely.
Disbelief.
It's good. It's the movie is so good that you don't care.
It's got future stars Dane DeHaan.
Yep.
Amazing Spider-Man Dane DeHaan and Michael B. Jordan.
Yep. And the other guy.
Who's much better in this than he is in Fantastic Four.
He's given more to do.
Yeah.
And also they've got.
The third guy.
The third guy is the guy from Supermarket Shark. That's not the name of the movie. But it's an Australian film. That guy's Australian.
Oh.
Where there's a tidal wave and a shark gets in a supermarket.
Huh.
I don't know.
Shark what... market.
Shark market.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
It's good. It's, you know, cinematography is great.
Yep.
They I think they pull that off. And it's about superheroes, but it's also about, you know...
There's a bit of Akira in there.
Bit of Akira.
He's all bandaged up. And
very Akira, and it's kind of about, you know, teenage life and, you know, being picked on and bullied and whatever and what they do if they had the powers and all
for
that
like
sort of
a
stuff.
$15 million movie, it looks great as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, there's a few kind of, like, some of the flying and that's maybe not 100%, but it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe they should have given him more autonomy.
Yeah.
And like, just let him do something with it. Because at the end of the day, the Fantastic Four was nothing.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you... apparently, they didn't interfere in this at all. They're like, here's $50 million. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Which is very rare.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with Fantastic Four, they're like, here's $120 million.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know...
I mean, that's... I mean, you know, hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Like, if he'd gone, I'll do Fantastic Four, but I'll do it for $20 million.
Yeah.
I reckon it would have been better.
Agreed.
Like, because in this movie, they don't attempt... In Chronicle, they don't attempt to do anything.
They did District 9 for like 30.
Yeah.
And like, they have... How many aliens are in that? Yeah. So you need one thing.
And crazy good special effects and whatever. Like, yeah, like... In Chronicle, they don't attempt to do anything that they can't do.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, oh, we'll have the whole world explode or whatever, because it's not going to look good. So they kept it on a small scale. Yeah. I would have been fine with Fantastic Four on a small scale, I guess, if things had happened.
Yeah.
And we got acting.
Where did this $120 million go? Apparently, they cancelled the 3D conversion because they had to go into reshoots and the budget. And if you're reshooting in, like, April, which is what they were doing, you can't 3D convert that.
Right.
Because, well, first of all, you got to do the special effects and get a wig. Yeah. Like, gotta do that. Yeah. Like, you don't. Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. So I saw that. It was good.
Chronicle's great.
Yeah. And I also watched, because it just popped up on Netflix, 1997's Spawn with Michael J. White.
Does that
and
hold
boy,
up?
It is not good. It is not held up. Like, I remember going, oh, this is bad, but it's kind of fun. It's bad. Like, it's. The special effects are awful.
The cape looks like shit.
The acting's bad. It looks like it's. What's Martin Sheen is the bad guy.
He is. He's got a little goatee.
He's got the full beard. It's very manicured. It's very 97.
Great.
But it looks like he's not a bad actor. But because he's in that West Wing.
He's in the West. Is it the West Wing? Wing. Yeah.
But it looks like he just came in on the day and he was reading lines off a cue card.
Yeah.
And the villain, like, we've got the Violator, the clown guy.
John Leguizamo, right?
He's not bad. He's annoying, but that's the point.
Yeah.
But the main bad, like the big bad guy, Malbolgia, that you only see in hell.
Oh, yeah.
That is the worst CGI I've ever seen on the big screen. That is, it's like watching an early Prodigy video clip when they just put in a miscellaneous CGI, like dancing puppet monster or whatever, you know? It's like that. Anyway, it's real bad. Don't see it.
There's a clip.
D.B. Sweeney and Melinda Clark are in it, who I think were both in the OC many years later.
Who's D.B. Sweeney?
He's just like a generic guy.
Great.
Yeah.
Is he the dad in the OC?
He's probably one of the dads, yeah.
We've been on the run. Yeah,
but Melinda Clark also in the OC.
Looking at the mum?
Yeah, one of the redheaded mum.
Okay. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Do you watch anything else? Or see anything else?
I've read a bunch of stuff. Yeah, nice. Doesn't really matter.
Great.
I just, you know, I happened to watch Chronicle last night because I was flicking through my thing. I'm like, what have I got? I'm like, Chronicle. I'm like, this is good. I'm going to watch this. Mm. But there's a scene in Spawn.
Yes.
And I saw this clip recently with the CGI cape, because CGI cape technology has come a long way. We've talked about that. Where Spawn lands in front of Martin Sheen and Martin Sheen's line of sight isn't on him. It's like above.
Right.
So like, it doesn't.
Good.
Anyway.
So good.
Look up Spawn cape clip and you'll know exactly what I mean.
Oh boy.
Got to what we read
and that's
here.
Clearly all where the entire budget went.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Terrible cape.
No good.
What's better, Spawn or Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four was better.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your face, Spawn.
That's right, Spawn. Take that.
Hey, James and mates. My name is Cameron, and I wanted to recommend a film called Teacher of the Year, a film about an underappreciated, underpaid teacher who wins Teacher of the Year. It's got Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele as a real dickhead principal. It's quite funny. It's got some interesting character stuff. I think you guys really like it. Anyway, tell Mason he's a dickhead and grab that gem.
Wait a second.
I didn't need to tell you that. You got that right?
Oh.
Now it's time for the letters part of the show.
Yay, letters part of the show. So every week you refuse to edit in a letters thing.
I refuse!
He's done it again. So I ask our loyal listeners, to maybe send one in if they're going to make a letters theme.
Correct.
Last week I asked if they could send one because Miles Teller is in Fantastic Four.
Yep.
He's also in the crazy free jazz movie Whiplash.
Yeah,
if we could get some sort of Whiplash-esque brush drumming theme.
This is from Emily Sharp Keller.
Ooh, here we go.
5, 6, 7. Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. 5, 6, 7. Dragging just a hair. 5, 6, 7. Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I'm doing the thing.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
Pretty great.
Great stuff. Oh, and also this week, I was on another podcast. So if you're not sick
stop
of me.
Stop being on so many podcasts, mate.
You can't stop me. I'm just being contrary. I was on Is This the Podcast?
Oh, yeah.
So some friends of mine, they want to do a podcast, but they're not sure what they want their podcast to be about. So every week they get together and they pitch ideas for podcasts together. And sometimes they get a special guest in who has, you know, they spend the week and they think of some great ideas for podcasts. Or in my case, what you do is you forget that you were going to be on and then you think of one idea in the car on the way over, and then when they press you for another idea, you come up with another idea on the spot during
sounds
the show.
Great.
Anyway, it was on that. It's on iTunes. Is This the Podcast? So everybody check it out. It's real good.
I'll
and they've got some other.
They've
got heaps of episodes. They've got nearly as many as us, I think. And they're all heaps of fun guests and it's all great, great fun.
Are they better than us?
No.
Good. All right, here's some letters, Mason. Dear Mr. Saturday Films and Mitch Joyner.
Ha ha, he got you on me.
Love how weekly the podcast is and how it's on this planet. Firstly, I'm getting married to the official chooch of the podcast on Saturday the 8th. That's already passed.
Hey!
Hope you both showed up.
Whoppa!
So hopefully if you read this, all went well. We're relaxing on our mini honeymoon in Belfast, looking at Titanics and Game of Thrones everywhere. What would be your advice for a newly married couple? Can't wait to hear whatever mad knowledge you drop on our asses. Thanks, you braw couple of bastards. What's braw? What's that mean?
How does he spell braw?
B-R-A-W.
Maybe it's like bro, but it's more.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's from Thomas.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, and he also wants to know, what do you think Rocksteady will do next? Will it be Justice League? I think it's a bit complicated. You got to get a lot of mechanics. I mean, you can plug in the Batman mechanics,
yeah,
but then you got to make whole new Superman mechanics and Flash mechanics and whatever.
Yeah, but what are they doing? What are they doing now?
We don't know.
I reckon I'm on board with that. I reckon if anyone could do it, it's them. I
reckon they should just do a Superman game.
Right, okay.
Just get that. No tanks.
No tanks.
Sure. Zero tanks.
But that's Superman's natural enemy, tanks.
That's true. Okay, you can fight a tank.
Okay, good.
But, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
Any marriage advice? Listen, if you're going to cheat, probably don't. Like, just think, don't.
Great
Be
stuff.
Faithful.
Yeah, nice. Like the song.
Correct.
The Fat Man Scoop song.
I don't know that song.
You know the song.
Gotta have faith.
No!
If
you got a $50 bill, put your hands up.
That song. Is that what that song's called?
Yeah, it's called Be Faithful.
I've never been to a club and that song hasn't played. Is that the one that goes, shots, 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 shots? Is that
no,
that one?
No,
is that
thinking of a different song.
That also happens in a different song, though.
Yeah.
Great. I can't think of any more advice. Yeah, probably don't murder each other.
Yeah. It's got to be tricky, though. Don't do it, though.
No, seriously. We don't want to take any.
Do we have any actual advice?
No.
Great. Oh, I got a tweet from Robert James Rose on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a special shout out. He's climbing Kilimanjaro on Monday.
Oh.
He'd like a shout out for good luck. He also says you losers at the end here, which I'm not entirely happy about, but that's fine. Hope you fall off the mountain, mate. How do you like that?
I hope you don't.
No, that'd be bad.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Though some people do die in that place every year.
Did you climb a mountain once?
I climbed Kilimanjaro, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you die?
Well, maybe. A little bit inside.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much.
Yes.
It's okay. Like, I did it, and I'm like, I did it. I'll never want to do it again.
Uh-huh.
Fuck climbing mountains. It's kind of bullshit. It's really cold at the top.
Yeah.
And when you get to the top, you're like, well, now I have to go all the way back.
That's a good
there's
point.
Not even
so
a
there's no slide. There's no slide at the other end.
You'd think there would be,
but there's
or
not.
At least a little kiosk. But there was nothing.
Yeah. You get a little.
No,
hot,
it was
hot
good.
Chocolate.
Yeah, it was good.
If you could forego any like warm clothing and just wear a Weekly Planet t-shirt and take a photo, we'd appreciate it.
We would like to be the
podcast. We're not the best podcast, certainly.
Yeah.
But if we could be the podcast at the highest altitude,
oh, I would love that.
That would be the best.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to.
Or plant a flag with our t-shirt on it. If you could do that.
I nearly fell off that mountain. I got saved by
the
Sherpa guy. Like, I nearly actually fell off and he grabbed me.
So that's what they're for.
Yeah, apparently. That's what you pay the money for.
Oh, okay, sure.
So, yeah.
Great.
So, probably, his name was Enoch. He was a good bloke. Like Ewok, but spelt differently.
Sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Greetings and salutations, James and Mr. Sunday. Warner Brothers executives recently viewed an early cut of Batman v Superman this past week, which received a standing ovation, as well as overwhelming praise from Ben Affleck's performance. Apparently, they are now trying to lock him in for a three-picture solo deal, starting with The Batman, with the intent of creating a staple in DC Cinematic Universe. While this is just rumor at the moment, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, as well as the possible storylines that you would enjoy seeing. Personally, I'd like to see Under the Red Hood of or Batman. It just says, or Batman.
I think you've cut and paste something there.
No, I've cut and paste the whole thing. There's probably a comic just called Batman, isn't there?
You're probably thinking of Batman 1989. He probably thinks an exact frame-by-frame reshoot, Psycho style, of Batman 1989.
With Vince Vaughn as the Joker.
Yes.
But I'm just in my... Sorry. But I'm just in my two American...
Give me the thing.
No, it says literally, but I'm just in my two American cents or three Australian cents. Which means I'm just giving my...
Yeah, I get it.
Also, Ben Affleck had... I was going to put this in news, but I moved it to here. His two movie projects have been pushed back, one he was directing and one he wasn't. Indefinitely, I think.
Oh, that means he's doing more Batman movies.
He's doing more Batman movies.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's because he loves Batman? Because I know he does love Batman.
Yeah, he does love Batman.
But is it also...
That's why he did Daredevil, because he couldn't be Batman.
Yeah. Do you think that's a case of... Because he loves this character so much, or do you think it's a case of I'm angling to earn more than Robert Downey Jr.?
I
think it's partly because he loves Batman and that's great, and he wants to see some good Batman stories. Sure. He's a middle-aged man. I think I can earn more than Robert Downey Jr. Because this is a more iconic character than Iron Man.
Sure, yeah.
I think he's probably like, I reckon I can get $100 million
out of this. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Mm. Any stories in particular you want to see apart from Batman 1989?
Red Hood's a good one.
Yeah. I think they should do Court of Owls.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter what the age the Batman is in that, because he's been Batmaning for a while.
Yeah.
You've read Court of Owls, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And this Court of Owls have been there for years and he hasn't noticed. So I think you could do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Long Halloween.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to see Batman Beyond.
Okay, yeah.
But
we
probably won't get that anytime soon.
No, that's true.
Bit of bloody Terry McGinnis, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I don't want to see?
What's that?
I don't want to see bloody Batman Year One, and I don't want to see The Dark Knight Returns again.
Good.
They've worked into every fucking Batman movie.
Yep.
There are other comics in the Batman universe other than those two.
We're bloody sick of it.
Yeah. What about The Killing Joke?
I'd like to see Egghead.
Sure.
King Tut.
The Clock Man. Clock King. He's in a great animated episode,
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a good Mr. Freeze movie.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think they'd do it, maybe.
Yeah.
There's Yeah. Mr. Freeze's origin, it's had a further twist in it now.
Yeah.
I think we know about that. That he's initially, he was like, oh, I'm a tortured soul.
Save my wife.
So I got to save my wife. But then it turned out his wife is just some random woman who got frozen.
Yeah.
And he murdered his mum at some point when he was a child. So, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Which isn't as sympathetic.
Yeah. I'd even like to I reckon a story like the Arkham, like any kind of Arkham City, Arkham
absolutely.
World. You know,
Just a one night Batman story.
Yeah,
just
that would
be good. Standard Batmaning night. Obviously, something significant would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't have to be like a big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like give me Batman on the rooftop, and he just happens across something.
Yeah, the
and
world
he goes
does,
on a
the
bloody
city
adventure.
Doesn't have to be blowing up or whatever, or the whole city. Just be, or it could even be like with Arkham Origins, which I didn't love, but it's pretty good. Like, what if 10 assassins were sent to kill Batman? That would be great. That would be a great.
That game isn't great, but the story's pretty good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Any of those things, man.
Yeah.
Any of those bloody things.
Mm.
I was had another one that I could... Maybe a Superman versus Batman?
Oh, yes.
Last letter. Dear James, Nick, and Mason. I'm a new listener, but I'm enjoying the podcast very much, so thanks for doing that every week. I have an interesting question for you guys. If the other one died and you could pick anybody else, dead or alive, real or fictional, to do the podcast, who would you choose? Keep being dickheads. Look forward to hearing your answer. Also, this might be taken. Can I be the official Dat Grim Jabber of the podcast from Joshua? We have a gem grabber, but we don't have a Dat Grim gem grabber.
Okay, then that's fair.
I've thought about this.
You know who I'd have?
Who?
All our wonderful listeners.
Boo! You suck.
Yeah, they're good. I'd have them all.
Well, if living or dead, I'd probably just bring you back.
Nice.
Or
I'd love to have my good friend Mr. Sunday Movies James dead.
Seriously though, if you did die,
yeah,
could I speak at your funeral?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
That's out there, by the way.
It's legally
everybody
binding
knows
now.
Yeah. Was going to say, I probably wouldn't do it. I'd probably just like, I'd stop this,
yeah,
and I'd probably eventually start a different podcast. Or if I did, I'd come back to this one and it would be completely different.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be probably as good. Maybe.
I'd probably bury the Zoom and have my Sundays free from now on.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good work. Okay. Just before we go, a quick shout out to Casey, the official Casey Jones of the podcast. Had a bit of a rough time. Wife got in an accident. His cat's sick.
Oh, man.
His boss was saying he doesn't pay him enough. Give him a shout out. So,
shout out.
Bloody shout out, Casey. Hope you're doing all right.
Yeah, man.
And to Casey's boss, maybe give him a bit more money. Just slip him some bloody...
Yeah, tell him we said so.
Off the books,
nice,
mate. Yeah. All right, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Let's go home.
All right.
Wait, I live here.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
Grab that gem, you guys.
I've decided.
Yes.
I'm not doing my bloody catchphrase anymore.
Oh,
I'm putting my foot down.
All right. That's your catchphrase now. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
a big sook.
Where can people find us? We're going to do that.
Oh, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and on Gmail and on Facebook.
Weekly Planet Pod, everything.
Yes. And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Where else are we? Weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Thank you to everybody who does that.
That's the stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the theme songs.
Thank you for the theme for this
and
week.
For everyone for the letters theme songs.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Oh, next yes, week, theme song.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing next week?
I think we're doing bloody the Army Hammer one.
Oh, man, from Uncle.
I'm looking forward to that, man.
Spy theme. Spy letters theme. Can't be that. I'm putting a moratorium on a James. You can't just get a James Bond theme and put letters over the top.
Fair enough.
Something else, though. Something spy-ish, but I bloody love it. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Okay, good. All right.
Bye, okay, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.